When we come to the table tonight, I want to bring to your consideration some aspects of what you might call cross-cultural marriage. Cross-cultural marriage. Someone from one culture marrying someone from a completely different culture. There's a gap to be bridged, to cross, cultures to cross in order for the marriage to happen. Why do people enter into something that we know will already be challenging? Marriage has challenges, great joys, but also challenges, significant challenges when you're realistic about it. Why would anyone enter into a cross-cultural marriage, something that will make the challenges that are inherent to marriage in this fallen world even harder? It must be because the two people deeply love each other. And part of that love says, I am willing to give up so much of my culture that I love and to enter your culture because I love you. Think of how Jesus did that. He did it in terms of his own constitution. It was as if Jesus changed his ethnicity and citizenship. He fully joined us. He has not always had a human nature. He took upon himself a fully human nature, and he permanently has that full human nature. He joined us. He joined this people, left heaven, took an identity as a human, fully human. It's one of the great doctrines of Scripture. But not only did he constitutionally enter into our culture to make this union, he joined us experientially. He didn't just dress the part. He didn't just get surgery. He lived the experience in our culture. Every part, every distinctive experience as a human being, hunger, walking, suffering under injustice, unjust, harsh people, unjust systems, pain, all of that. So he knows what it's like to be wronged, but he never retaliated against the wrong. Jesus knows your experience, not just in his head, but because he lived it. He entered into this cross-cultural union because not only did he want to represent you, he wanted to be with you. He loved you and he knew that was the price it would take to be joined together by his blood in a covenant union ceremony. When you love a people, you go native. When a man loves a woman, he enters into her world. And that's what Jesus has done, and that's what's signaled in this table. Blood and covenant, a permanent, close, personal relationship and union with us. In this meal, the bread is the body of Jesus, his substitute, human life, handed over for us. And in this meal, the wine is his blood, his substitute death, blood shed on a cross so that our blood would not have to be shed. He was delivered up for us in this death. So when you take this supper, you're saying this in part, I've been loved by Jesus, who came for me, who became like me, who took my sins, and he gave himself to be punished in my place. I needed to be loved this way, and Jesus did it. And in the supper, I'm feeding on Jesus. I'm feeding on what he did. I'm receiving from him his life and his death in this supper. Jesus is the one who set this up. It's not our idea. And he wanted us to do it as often as we do it in remembrance of him. And he said, as you do it, I'm going to feed you. I'm going to feed the new life that I started in you. If you've come to know God the Father through the work of the Spirit in your heart and through the merits of Jesus Christ, his Son. If you've come to know him in this way, and you're a member in good standing of a gospel-believing church, we invite you to take this supper. If you don't know Jesus Christ, I hope you'll stay. I hope you'll ask questions about it. We warn you not to take the supper. It's for Christians. It's for people who have come to be joined to Jesus in this way. Now, let's pray together. Lord, we pray that you would take this bread, this wine, and spiritually make it into the body of Christ, the blood of Christ. We thank you. We thank you for giving the best of heaven for us. We thank you for loving us. Lord, you tell us the height, the depth, the length of this love is not knowable, but you pray that we would know it. Show us more of your love for us and enable us to take it from here, even as we take the supper tonight. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. On the night that the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it. And he gave it to his disciples, as I, ministering in his name, give this bread to you. When he did it, Jesus said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And in the same way, Jesus also took the cup. And when he had given thanks, as has been done in his name, he gave it to his disciples. And he said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for the remission of sins."